Stand up and let us pray.
Blessed be the name of our Lord. Sing it. It's worthy to be praised and adored. What do? So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of our God. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of our God. Blessed be the name of our God. It's worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of our God. Baba Olori, Olori Ogun, Baba Onisha, Onisha Ara, Ojo Juma Lauma Boru Korega, Titi Aye Lauma Yoni Ogo, Kotonsi Alagbara Bire, Kosi Rara O Laye Atorun. Baba wa ya wa lenu, Baba wa shisha yanu, Baba wa da wa lohun, Baba wa gbo adura wa. Baba wa ya wa lenu, Baba wa shisha yanu, Baba wa da wa lohun, Baba wa gbo adura wa. Baba Olori, Olori Ogun, Baba Onise, Onise Ara, Ojojumo Lauma Boru Korega, Titi Aye Lauma Iyodi Ogo, Kotonsi Alagbara Bire, Kosira Lao Laye Atorun. Baba wa ya wa lenu, Baba wa shisha yanu, Baba wa da wa lohun, Baba wa gbo adura wa. Baba wa ya wa lenu, Baba shisha yanu, Baba wa da wa lohun, Baba wa gbo adura wa.
Father, use the message of this time to do something wonderful in my life. May I not hear it in vain.
In Jesus' name we have prayed.
We are grateful to you, our Father, for what we have been doing since the commencement of this program. Glory and honor be to your holy name in Jesus' name. We want to share your word more. Speak to us. Give us the understanding of your will and your purpose. In Jesus' name we have prayed. A very good amen.
Welcome to Bible Pattern Church, where we pattern our lives according to the Word of God. This is a church where the Word of God is being preached without adulteration, where the power of the Word is being demonstrated, enjoyed, and the true miracles of God is being experienced every time. The message you're about to listen to is preached by Pastor Z.A. Ogunsanya, the General Overseer of Bible Pattern Church. He is a very anointed but humble man of God, dynamic pastor, teacher, evangelist and songwriter who practice what he preaches. Our church headquarters is located at end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karole Estate. by Exit Bus Stop off College Road, Ifakor Ijaya, Lagos State. You will definitely have a touch of God as you listen to this message. Remain blessed.
I told us yesterday that we'll be studying from these two books, The Miracles of God, The Miracles of Satan. Immediately you say genuine miracle, you have also indirectly talked about ungenuine miracle. Because by saying a miracle is genuine, you are automatically saying not all miracles are genuine. If all miracles are genuine, you will not need to say genuine miracle, you just say miracle. But immediately you say genuine miracle, you have indirectly said that there are miracles that are not what? That are not genuine. And really, most of the things they call miracles in churches today, in religious circles today, are not genuine miracles. So what we want to discuss now as foundation for the rest of the teaching is the meaning of miracle. Everybody say the meaning of miracle. If you have this booklet, this one, go to page 33. This one, page 34, the meaning of miracle. Under this topic, we have 3 points. Analysis of the miracle-related words of the Bible. I'm not going there at all. On your own, you can sit down to read. I spent, only God knows, how many hours, how many sleepless nights to do the analysis. It took real time to look for all the words the Bible used for miracle. The Hebrew words, the Greek words, the occurrences in the Bible, and how they are used in the Bible, and what each of them stands for. Words such as Mophet, Epic, Dunamis, Simeon, Ot, Mophet, Bala, Otto, and so on and so forth. I don't want to do anything about that. Or the English words such as a miracle, signs and wonders, wonder, wonderful, marvelous, and so on. I want us to just go straight to the second division. We have three there. Second division is the meaning of miracle. That's where we are going. We also have a catalog of notable miracles of the Bible. It's lengthy. Here I borrowed from Topical Bibles. Catalog of miracles, notable miracles of the Bible. You can also, on your own, sit down to look at them. So, but we are just looking this time at the meaning of miracle. A miracle is a special manifestation of divine power in the affairs of men. A miracle is a special manifestation of divine power in the affairs of men. We want to look at how dictionaries define the word miracle. And the dictionaries and other resources we are going to consult are Advanced Learner's Dictionary, Microsoft Encounter Dictionary, Nelson Illustrated Bible Dictionary, Compact Bible Dictionary, Ungar's Bible Dictionary, Crudine's Bible Concordance, Encyclopedia Britannica, Illumina Gold Encyclopedia. But above all, the Bible itself.
So we start with the Advanced Learner's Dictionary. What is miracle? According to Advanced Learner's Dictionary, a miracle is an act or event, something good and welcome, which does not follow known laws of nature, remarkable and surprising events. I take Advanced Learner's Dictionary definition again. Act or event, something good or welcome, which does not follow known laws of nature, remarkable and surprising event. Microsoft Encounter Dictionary defines it in two ways. One, act of God, an event that appears to be contrary to the laws of nature and is regarded as an act of God. Two, amazing event, an event or action that is totally amazing, extraordinary, unexpected, or unexpected. Next, in Illustrated Bible Dictionary, what is miracle? Historic events or natural phenomena which appear to violate natural laws, but which reveal God to the eye of faith at the same time. A valuable way of understanding the meaning of miracles is to examine the various terms for miracles used in the Bible. Both the Old Testament and the New Testament use the word sign to denote a miracle that points to a deeper revelation. Wonder emphasizes the effect of the miracle, causing awe and even terror. A work pointing to the presence of God in history, acting for mankind. The New Testament uses the word power to emphasize God's acting in strength. These terms often overlap in meaning. They are more specific than the more general term miracle. Some Bible passages are supplied, which you can read on your own. Compact Bible Dictionary. What is a miracle? A marvelous event or an event which causes wonder. An extraordinary event inexplicable in terms of ordinary natural forces. Two, an event which causes the observers postulate a supernatural personal causes. Three, an event which constitutes evidence, a sign of implication much wider than the event itself. Ungar's Bible Dictionary. What is miracle? A miracle, supernatural manifestation of divine power in the external world, special revelation of the presence and power of God. Cruden's Bible Concordance. Though a concordance, one of the best we have, it also contains definitions of some words. So here is the definition of miracle according to Cruden Concordance. An event beyond the power of any known physical laws to produce a supernatural occurrence produced by the power of God, a marvel, a wonder. Praise the Lord. Encyclopedia Britannica. A miracle is generally defined according to the etymology of the word. It comes from the Greek taumation and the Latin miraculum, as that which causes wonder and astonishment, being extraordinary in itself and amazing or inexplicable by normal standards. Illumina Gold Encyclopedia. What are miracles? Isaiah 41:19-20. I will plant trees, cedar, acacia, myrtle, olive, cypress, fir, and pine on barren land. Everyone will see this miracle and understand that it is the Lord, the only one of Israel, who did it. Miracles are feasible signs only God can perform that help us know him and see his hand in our lives. Hallelujah. What Illumina Encyclopedia says, Illumina Gold Encyclopedia says about the relationship between miracle and the law of nature will help us here. Please pay serious attention to this. A miracle is a divine act by which God reveals himself to people. The classical definition of miracle assumes that it is contrary to natural law. But this is not true. Many of the miracles of the Bible, such as the wind that parted the Red Sea, Exodus 14:21, use nature rather than bypass it. Understanding this does not take away from the awesomeness of a miracle. The timing and content of the process can be miraculous, even though the effect may seem a part of nature. The significance is God's presence and revelation. God performed miracles not merely as a wonder to inspire awe, but as a sign to draw people to himself. Hallelujah. These are the dictionary definitions. We now go to the Bible itself. From all we have observed, you will see that miracle and magical acts are not the same. For anything to be miraculous, it must have been done by God. Any supernatural occurrence, event, that is not as a result of God's doing is not a miracle. It may be magic. It may be trick. It may be something else. Praise the Lord. But it is not a miracle. One important truth I want you to take from all those dictionary definitions is that if it is a miracle, it is an act of God. If it is not an act of God, it is not a miracle. Can I hear you say that? If it is a miracle, it is an act of God. If it is not an act of God, it is not a miracle. Say it again.
If it is a miracle, it is an act of God.
The miracles of Satan are fake miracles. They are not genuine miracles. But because they are supernatural, man sees them as miracles. If it is true miracle, it is God's doing. Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah.
Now, this is what I did. I brought together what the Bible calls miracle. So I will read a passage of the Bible containing the word miracle, and together we'll pinpoint what the Bible calls miracle there. Can I explain this to you? Look at me.
The Bible is the greatest interpreter of itself.
Say it.
You can't say it well.
Any interpretation of the Bible that is not based on the Bible itself is misleading. We must always compare scripture with scripture to get the meaning of what the scripture is saying. I have told us here without number that the revelations of God contained in the Bible are progressive, meaning that no passage of the Bible contains everything the Bible wants to say about any subject. Children, a pastor may even ask you to shut up your mouth. That is not correct, but it is correct. Listen again. No passage of the Bible contains everything God wants to say
about any subject. However full that passage may be, no passage of the Bible contains everything the Bible wants to say about any subject. Let me add this also, that the first occurrence of any word of anything in the Bible, that passage contains more of the meaning of that passage. Nevertheless, it doesn't contain all of the meaning of that, of that subject. The first occurrence of a subject in the Bible, the passage containing it, contains more of the meaning of that subject, but it doesn't contain all the meanings of the subject. To get all the meaning, you need to go through the whole Bible. Bring out that subject wherever they are located. Compare one with another before you get the full meaning. This is why somebody cannot just spend the whole day eating, spend the whole night evening yawning, and spend the whole night snoring, then wake up in the morning and be Bible teacher. Paul the apostle said, those who labor in the world among leaders in the church are worthy of double honor. Not all elders are teaching elders in the church. Some elders in the church are to take care of serving of tables, administration, distribution, caretaking of people, and so on. But the elders, ministers, that labor in teaching the word of God, Paul said they are worthy of double honor. You know why? It's something that takes real time. Study. Then somebody will say, does it mean every time you want to teach something, you have to read the whole Bible? How will you be, in fact, before you finish reading the whole Bible, you will have forgotten some of the things you read. There are tools that children of God spend thousands of hours, days, years to prepare, that can assist you in gathering all the passages you need then to study them. But sometimes the passages can be so overwhelming that if you are not ready to walk, when you read a little of them, you will slumber and sleep off. I have spent time here to teach you about the use of Bible study aids, such as special Bibles, different translations of the Bible, Bible concordance, topical Bibles, reference Bibles, and other special Bibles. These tools will help you to know where. A concordance will help you to know where the particular word occurs in the whole of the Bible. But sometimes, in some of the places where the word occurs, the word is not even treated. It's just a byword. It's just mentioned. So you just look at it and you know it doesn't contain anything, you jump up. A topical Bible will help you to locate everywhere that word is treated. So in preparing to teach, you need more of the topical Bible than even Bible concordance. Why? Because some of the places where the word is treated, you don't even have the very word there. For example, Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, God commanded his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It talks about salvation, but the word salvation is not there. John 3:16 talks about salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The word salvation is not there, but it treats salvation. But if you go to Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, it says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people or deliver his people from their sins. It talks about salvation, and the word salvation is there. If you go to Acts chapter 4 verse 12, you say there is no salvation in any other, for there is no other name given among men whereby we might be saved. It talks about salvation, and the word salvation is there. A topical Bible will bring you both the scriptures that contain the word and the one that doesn't contain the word, I mean the one that do not contain the word but treat the subject, bring them together for you. If we can now patiently sit down to look at what they say, you'll be able to get the understanding of the subject you're interested in. So what we are looking at here, I do not say the passage we are about to read contains everything about miracle. Mm-mm. But where the word miracle is mentioned in a way that it is divine in that passage. So we start with Exodus chapter 7 verse 9. When Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, shew a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. Who was talking in that scripture? He told Moses, Pharaoh will ask you to show a miracle. To show a miracle, tell Aaron to throw his rod down. It will become a serpent. Now, when Aaron threw down his rod in the presence of Pharaoh and it became a serpent, as far as God was concerned, what was that? We are in the class now. Some of you have graduated long ago, but you are back to class. In fact, this class is not university class. You say, which one is this one? Okay. I hope it's not nursery and primary, sir. Because we have both the nursery children here, secondary, tertiary, all levels. Then Moses threw down his rod in the palace of Pharaoh, and it became a serpent. According to that scripture I read, as far as God was concerned, what was that? Say it again. Can you remember that the magicians of Egypt also threw down their own rods too? And their rod became what? Serpent. What was that? Magic. Clap for yourself. I love it. I love the way you got it. A magical act can look like a miracle. Can so resemble a miracle. Sinners can also call it a miracle. But as far as God is concerned, that is not a miracle. Is that understood now? When pastor do wayo wayo in church, after lying and fornicating, and they do things that look supernatural, as far as God is concerned, that is not miracle. Do you get it? If it is a miracle, the hand of God must be in it. Once the hand of God is not in it, however supernatural it may look or be, it is not a miracle. It is what, Baba? Magic. Magic. You know what that means? Most of the things that are done in religious circles today, most of the things that are done in churches today in the name of miracle are not miracles. They are what? Magic. If it is miracle, it must have been done by God. Okay. Mark chapter 6 verse 52. We are looking at the meaning of miracle according to the Bible. For they consider not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. For they consider not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. Which was the miracle of the loaves Jesus was referring to? Can somebody open to John chapter 6 verse 14? And prepare to read for me very fastly. Prepare to read for me John chapter 6 verse 14. Mark 6:52 says, "For they consider not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened." So John chapter 14, chapter 6 verse 14 contains what Jesus was referring to. If you are ready to read it, signify. I give you the mic. Oya, read.
"Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, 'This of a truth that prophet that should come into the world.'"
Can we move back a little? Verses up.
Let's start from 11. "And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down."
Now, how many loaves were that? Go up.
"There is a lad here," verse 9, "which had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they?
5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Fed how many people?
5,000.
Yeah. What verse is that? That should be 13. The Arabic.
Okay. "Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with fragments of barley loaves which remained over and above unto them. And then those men, when they had seen the miracle,"
verse 10.
"Okay. And Jesus said, 'Make the men sit down.' Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000.
Amen. When Jesus used 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to feed 5,000 men, as far as Jesus was concerned, it was come on. Have you not heard the magicians who use magical trick to produce food for people to eat? Children, some of you are not here when I told the story in the past. I've told it many times. As a small boy, I lived in Ibadan. No Jesus, though. Though we go to church every Sunday. St. James's Cathedral. Okay, Bola Ibadan was our church. If your mama born you well, try not to go to church on Sunday. You will know another name of your mama that you don't know. We go to church compulsorily every Sunday, but Jesus will be not smart. There were senior boys that we followed to roam about the streets. So, Gbagi, Dugbe, Ogopa, those marketplaces, magicians will come there to do magic. One day I told them here that if I want to do that magic, now, I know how to do it. I've even done magic here before. You say, "Hey, how do I do magic?" As illustration. If I remove your belt, some of you know that thing they do in Ikeja. Belt. That they ask you to look for the middle after they fold it together. Then you put rod. Look at me. If I do it for you 100 times, you will not win once. And if you close, if I do it once, and you even close your eyes, you yourself, you don't even know where you drop it. If I want you to win, you will surely win. And you won't know. 100 times, you can't win. You can only win when I decide you should win. And there is no juju, it's trick. So in Ikeja, when they do it, when you, ignorant person, come there, you give them your money, you do it, packer, you will lose. The money in their pocket, in case police come, when they want to give it to their group to take away, one of their group members will come and we play and win. Then they use all the money in their pocket, they pay. That one takes it away and go to keep it. So even if police come, he said, they don't win every money. But that is not the one I want to talk about. The one I want to talk about is this issue of losing food. Rondo. If you go to his play in those days, boxes are made something like this. The two sides of the box are the same. Not flat lid, but the box. It's like you build the box and saw it to two and put hinges. At the time the show will start, all the boxes are open. Now, you meet the boxes open. They will open them on top of each other. The number of box open determine the number of miracles that will be done. A box will produce two miracles. How many? Two. How is it done? Watch me. Inside this box, plywood, free plywood is inside. Apart from the cover itself, there's another plywood inside. Inside this one, there's another plywood. When they are preparing the box, that flat plywood, they will remove it. Put biscuit here. Biscuit, go, don't aloja. And then put plywood to cover it. This other side, what do we want now? Miracle. Sweet. They put sweet here and put plywood to cover it. When they open the box down on the ground, when you look at the box, what do you see? You will think you are seeing the plywood they used to build it. You don't know there is an extra plywood. That's how they open them on top of each other. Handkerchief, whatever they want to produce is inside. So when they have done akrabakraba, ori yamori baba ori olobo ori ori aja ori anya, he now closes the plywood. Come, hold the microphone to my mouth. He will now, as he's holding the box like this, now close the plywood. Boom! Why does he close it with force? So that the plywood inside will fall. Then he will say some things and open it. What is he checking? If the plywood is still up or is down. If the plywood is still up. Hi, Yayo. You say I will not do miracle yet. Miracle 7 times. You can even give it to somebody. Oh, yeah, beat it 7 times. What do you want? Biscuit? Oh, yeah, say biscuit 7 times. So that plywood will do up. When he discovered that plywood has fallen, how many of you will have biscuit? Now open it. We are. Hey, magic. Miracle. You now see biscuit. They bought the biscuit from home. You now see that he has used it to do miracle, Abi. In your presence, he now plays the box. After some time, you need sweet. Children, you need sweet? They say yes. If you want to spoil the show, say you don't need sweet. Say you need potato. He must be the one to say what is needed, because he's the one who knows what is inside the box. So he will now, when he brings the box, he will do as he does before and open the other side of the. How many plywood will come down now? Ha! Two. The one from this side and the one originally there. If that may require more pity. When it has fallen, that gives you sweet. That's magic. That's not miracle. If it is miracle, there must be hand of God in it. Somebody will tell me, but some are more read than that. Yes, I agree with you. There are some that actually involve satanic activity. This one is trick. That one is supernatural. Nevertheless, it is not miracle. If it is real miracle, it must be done by God. So when Jesus used 2 loaves of bread, 5 loaves of bread, and 2 fish to feed 5,000 men, as far as Jesus was concerned, that was miracle. We are looking at the meaning of miracle. We now go to Mark chapter 9, verse 39. And Jesus said, "Forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me." When the name of Jesus is used by a man to do what is ordinarily impossible, it is a miracle. When the name of Jesus is used by a man to do what is ordinarily impossible, it is what everybody? I can't hear you well. A miracle. We know that this one, there is no trick. There is no magic. It is the name of Jesus that has done it. That's a miracle. And can I tell you one secret? You don't have to be a great man for the name of Jesus to perform miracle through you. Even genuine miracle. If God decides to do it as a result of you calling the name of Jesus, it's like you are using rubber stamp to write. What do you have on the paper? What you know how to write? Ha! Rubber stamp of a federal government of Nigeria. You use to stamp paper. Do you need to be an artist to do it? Anybody can do it. Because the work is already done long ago. That's the name of Jesus.
I know his name. I know his name. His name is miracle. I know. I know. I know his name. I know his name. His name is wonderful. I know his name.
I told you the story of what happened then. It's not Bible pattern. It's another church.
The message you're listening to is coming to you from Bible Pattern Church. You can get this message and thousands of others on various topics on cassettes, audio CDs, and DVDs from Bible Pattern Church headquarters, end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karale Estate by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijaye, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or you visit our website www.biblepatternchurch.org. Happy listening.
But I give glory to God for it. It was in the 70s. They went for Bible study. They were coming from Bible study. I had the story long ago, around the time, a few years after. As they were returning from Bible study, I don't know if they saw the house of the Apostle Garden. They saw a lame man on the way, lame. Small children, this type of children. Not teenagers now, very small kids. Because of what they have learned, they came. They saw the lame man. What say, oh yeah? You know, I think they study how Peter raise the man. I'm not sure if that is the day they study you. Command of it, but it was what they learned in the church. One said, oh yeah, let's pray for him. Lord God, just in Jesus' name, pray. Another one, smart eye. He came, he said, oh, that's not how Peter did it. He now came to the man and held the hand of the man and said, in the name of Jesus, stand up. And the man jumped up. Small kids. Say he has fasted 1,000,000 years. He is using stamp, rubber stamp. He said, can I use it too? If you have faith like that child, our problem is that the kind of faith those children have. Ori wa ti pe koja, o ti pe ju bo ti ye. The name of Jesus is performing miracles. Dola.
Amen.
But we are looking at miracle. The meaning of miracle.
Brethren, in Luke chapter 23, verse 8,
and when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. When Jesus came and rescued man from their problem in such a way that people wondered, it was a miracle. Herod heard of what Jesus was doing. When John the Baptist sent to find out if Jesus was the Messiah they had been waiting for, he said, go and tell him that the deaf are hearing, the dumb are talking, the blind are seeing. This rescuing of men from their problems by the power of God to Jesus was a miracle. John 4:54. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. When Jesus used his word to heal the nobleman's son. But that's what that scripture is referring to. If you want to read it, you read it from verses 46 to 54. It was a miracle. In John 10:41, and many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle. Take note. John the Baptist did no miracle. But all things that John spake of this man were true. When God makes a man to do what other men ordinarily could not do, it was a miracle. John 12:18. For this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. But Jesus used the power of God to bring back the life to life a man that had been dead. It was a miracle. That is talking about Lazarus, who was dead for 4 days, and Jesus brought him back to life. Acts 4:16. These have often made believers to wonder, if Jesus could raise the dead, why are we not raising the dead today? Raise your head. If Jesus could raise the dead, why are we not raising the dead today? Some believers may even feel that everybody that died, we should be able to raise them. Are you alive? Ha! If you talk of specific people that died and were brought back to life in the Bible, specific person, Lagbaja, Lakashepe, Ele, it will amaze you to know that they were only 9. Nine in number. If you don't go to study Bible, you will think, thousands of people were brought to life. No, only 9. Only 9. In the order of the Old Testament, Elijah brought one person back to life. Elisha brought one person back to life in his life. His bone raised the second person. Only the 3 you have in the order of the Old Testament. Go and check. 3 specific people. In the ministry of Jesus, as great as he was, he brought only 3 men back to life. 3, not 4. Specific people. Lazarus, Jairus' daughter, and woman of Nain, his son, Chicken. The disciples of Jesus, early church, brought only 3 people back to life. The ministry of Moses alone, if you start from Moses, not even Abraham, to Jesus Christ, you have 1,400 years. If we have not gone back to Abraham, if we are to start from Adam, you have around 4,000 years. But for Moses, 1,400 years. And only three people were brought back to life. Moses did not raise any dead, as great as he was. Samuel did not raise any dead. All those big names, they didn't raise the dead. You say why? It is given unto man once to die. After this, the judgment. So the people that were brought back to life, there were reasons why they needed to be brought back to life. Otherwise, when people die, they bury them. So people were buried in the days of Elijah. Oh yes. Elisha himself died. They buried him. His bone raised the dead. He didn't raise himself. I can't understand. That is why you have the Bible to give you understanding. In the early church, we are not told who and who died, but people were dying. At least, you know, Stephen died. Did they raise him? And he says, because he's a righteous man, he has gone to heaven. Okay, Ananias died. Was unrighteous. Did they raise him? His wife followed. Did they raise him? Whether we like it or not, one day, it will be my turn. One day, it will be your turn. This song we sing. Step by step, step by step, step by step to heaven. When we sing it, we don't think of the implication. Which heaven? The heaven that the dead go. The dead in Christ. If you want to go to heaven when you die. So it has to do with dying. You say, huh? So the staff is leading us to die. Yes. Say, closer to heaven or closer to death you go. If you want to go to heaven when you die, accept Jesus as your Lord. Read your Bible every day. Step by step to heaven we go. In those days when we used to sing that song a lot, you know what we also sing? One by one to heaven we go. Eh? One by one. Eh? Like when I cook, we in law. I can't say we cook, we all law. I can't be quick. Hold on. He says, now we'll die one by one and go. That's it. I want to go to heaven to sing hallelujah with others sins in heaven. Sing Hosanna. Hallelujah. 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 I want to go to heaven to sing hallelujah with all the saints in heaven. Hosanna. I asked them to prepare a message. A pastor lost his wife, and we buried her about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was the one who preached at the wake and also at the grave site. So I said they should prepare the message. Very short message, maybe 15 minutes or 20 minutes. You will hear it. The one I preached at the grave side, unfortunately, we didn't make provision for recording. I didn't like it later. Because people were coming to congratulate me. After the preaching of the about 5 or 7 minutes message. No, not one person. Pastors. He said, why were they congratulating you? One told me that they have told me that, what ballet, MB lady. A pastor told another pastor that the children of that woman, they will spoil this place today. She has grown up children. She's a person most of you know. She worked with AIT in those days. Olumuke Ali. You have heard of that presenter. Olufunke Ali was the name. She's the one. She's gone. Buried her. Now, praise the Lord.
So somebody said, they told me that Wabale Gembi Lenio. Well, after the preaching, we just buried her. There are some people that are making, but nobody was seriously with it. Everybody just left. So they were not coming to congratulate me. Ah. If I do well on me. You say why? I told them the truth. You know, we bought a bus special place, the grave, you know, big amount of money. I told them at the graveyard that all this ceremony we are doing it for ourselves. Some years from now, this grave, my old point, my cold, Gungunjade, my vision research, laboratory, new base. All those bones you saw on the TV, they are bones of who? Eh? They were showing bone of one of the pharaohs recently. If you see the amount of gold they buried with him, ati gold, one man go gold, jade one lo yo, ami atu bise pendant, atu bise onu.
I want to go to heaven to sing.
Hey, Loma. Hey, Loma. See this, you are no longer singing. You are no longer going. You know where you see, I want to go to heaven. When you now see the shadow that will carry you, say, I reject you in Jesus' name. Then I cast you out in Jesus. Why are you casting? He said, well, Lord, I go to heaven. Let's sing it, everybody.
I want to go to.
But if I show you, I want to show you, and you have any canoe. Tell a man, call that down. Okay, I need Lolini. The way they are singing is as if once they finish singing it, they just go. One day we will go. I love Shola Roti Min song. I shall fly away unto the Lord on the rapture day. You say, that is rapture day. Rapture ti yengo? Adalo. You say,
one by one to heaven we go. If you want to go to heaven when you die, read your Bible every day. Love your neighbor as yourself. One by one to heaven we go.
Somebody say, you say you make it short and you are still preaching in between. If it's someone by the pastor, looting what? If you still love Jesus, say, I love Jesus. See how you are backing me. Acts chapter 4, verse 16, saying, what shall we do to this man? For that indeed a notable miracle had been done by them is manifested to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. We are looking at what the Bible calls miracle. When Peter and John, through the power of God, made it possible for a man that had been lame all the 40 years he has spent on the earth to walk, the Bible says it was a miracle. Acts chapter 4, verse 22. For the man was about 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was showed. Let's also read Judges chapter 6, verse 13. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befalling us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord had forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. When we return to this topic, miracle of God, we'll take it from there. There are no do's and don'ts in this one. It's not do's and don'ts. It's just to tell us what is miracle. So when you hear it is happening there, it is happening there. Dama. Oh, Musigao, Shubon. When it comes to prayer like this, a sinner is a sinner. No double agent can be God's agent. In the world, there are double agents. You say, what do you mean? He's agent of Soviet Union, agent of America at the same time. For a long time, it will not be detected. We'll carry information from America. give to Soviet Union, collect egunje. Carry from Soviet Union, give to America, collect egunje. One day, they will discover. It's not possible with God. If you are not an agent of God, you are not an agent of God. It's not possible for you to be an agent of God and an agent of the devil at the same time. Who is an agent of the devil? Sin. He that committed sin is of the devil. Anybody who claims to be performing miracles but is committing sin, call it small sin, e.g. lying. Or call it big sin, e.g. helping you to kill your mother. Oh, if somebody assists you to kill your mother, won't that be a big sin? Eh? Pastors, are they doing this secretly or openly today? I heard on the TV myself, somebody who said, if you ask somebody you want to kill, come to me. I said, you are a spiritual assassin. They do it with arrogance. Anybody will say, make you not do well. A sinner is a sinner. A murderer is a murderer. If you keep your life under the care of somebody who is murdering other people, you will be the one, the target, one day. You've not heard about pastors. After they have assisted people to help them to kill people, the people now left their church to go to other churches. And pastor will grow angry. And one day will say, a diabetic ibashi anointing, you know, for you. Who is to die now? The same person he was assisting the other day. A killer is a killer. If he helps you to kill anybody today, he's going to help somebody to kill you tomorrow. Beware. This is where we'll stop the teaching this morning. Rajayaba, come and close the program.
Shall we stand up? Amen. Shall we stand up? Without wasting time, can you just close your eyes and say, Lord, thank you, Lord, for feeding me with your words. And thank you for revealing your mind to me. We have been told that there is difference between miracle and magic. Thank you, Lord, because of the miracles we are enjoying as children of God. Tell God in your prayer that, Lord, I need more of your miracle. I'm not for Satan. Satan is for magic. He's the one that performs magic. But what I need is miracle. Lord, help me. Pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Father, for revealing the secret of the devil and for making us to understand what children of God are meant to enjoy. Children of God are meant to enjoy miracles, while magics are for the children of Satan. Father, we thank you, King of Glory, Lord, because we are studying genuine miracle this time. Father, we thank you, Lord, because of the miracles we have enjoyed in the past. Thank you, Lord, Father, King of Glory, for more you still do for us under this program and after the program. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Almighty Father, we pray, Lord, that all this you are depositing in our hearts, we pray, King of Glory, you will register them firmly so that we will not forget them in Jesus' name. We are not discerning magic. What we are eager to receive from you, Lord, is miracles. Father, perform these miracles in our lives in Jesus' name. If there's any form of miracles that are not of God, things that Satan has been using to deceive us, I pray after this teaching, he will deceive us no more in Jesus' name. And we pray, King of Glory, Lord, that the grace to put ourselves in a position whereby we always receive your miracles. Father, assist us, O Lord, in Jesus' name, to remain under your canopy, to remain under your guide, so that everything we need to do to continue to enjoy your miracle, we continue to do in Jesus' name. We know you still have more to dish out under this program. Father, we pray, King of Glory, Lord, help us to remain, help us to be ready, help us to be willing, help us to receive everything you are giving us under this program in Jesus' name. And we are praying, King of Glory, Lord, the one we have received, we pray that Satan will not be able to snatch any of them from us in Jesus' name. We pray for the man of God you have used. We pray you continue to strengthen him, you continue to anoint him, and you continue to speak your mind through him in Jesus' name. As you are blessing him, bless us as well. Thank you, Lord, because I've answered. For in Jesus' name, we are prayed.
We trust you have been blessed through the message you just listened to. To enjoy more faith-lifting messages that will prepare you for today and eternity of blessedness, visit Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karaoke Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or visit our website, www.biblepatternchurch.org. Contact us today for any godly counsel you need. Feel free to send your prayer requests to us and share your testimonies with us. You can also send your questions to us at BiblePattern1983@yahoo.com or BiblePattern1983@gmail.com. Bible Pattern Church is a living church where you can learn the way of God, know the mind of God, and do the will of God that will lead you to your home above. Bible Pattern Church, the only Bible, is a pattern in all things.